The Choice of the Satanic Healing Light by High Priesthood Cobra 666. Some might call us utopist, others will call us dreamers, but so many few of them will see what we have had the honor to see and how real it is. In our eyes, this world is not what the enemy has ever preached or could ever preach. This is a world neither sinful nor neither evil. It's just a world plagued by such visions, infected by such and orchestrated to be that way, created by our enemies. But Satanists have knowledge and insight to understand that this is not what it seems. There is more in the whole story. All of you people, you're having your chance today, no different than all of us. Choose to liberate yourselves and purge the world from this destruction and dirt. Make a wise and heroic choice. Make your life and existence valuable, a true monument. Get to the point where the gods look at you and smile, where the enemy sheds tears. So many have started from where the enemy just laughed at them, but so many are getting to make the enemy cry more every day. How do the times turn, eh? Seize your chance and don't be fearful. Listen to me, but above all, listen to your own self, which so many people have denied. Just look where these people are internally and you will understand why. Don't be afraid, for there is nothing to fear in truth. Lies will only break you down and kill you. The truth might hurt from all the lies that you have been taught, but then the truth will just hit you with waves of bliss. Then you will be on your way, if you deem yourself worthy, to sit on the side of the gods. Even in this epoch which is befallen, where most people just live purposelessly, all souls moving downwards their endless pit, some souls still go upwards, where the ancients used to go. Some souls really ask loudly for the name of Lucifer, and they are granted the absolving light. So many few will ever understand us at this point. Down the generations to come, what we create now will though remain. As for our enemies, most do just deserve pity, if even this. They will never understand the vanity of their own dreams, and how all their dreams have been hijacked. Most people just dream to destroy, but man's heart deep inside is not like this. Man wants more. Though so many few have still remained into this category, thanks for accepting the enemy. But still, even behind all of that, there is something with man that is pure. Some people are still oblivious to this, some are not, some are unaware. But what matters is not them. As High Priest Dawn has stated, who matters is you. What we presently might see as impossible is possible. This is possible only because it is within the soul of every man, except the souls of our enemies. What we ask is not too much, neither impossible. So many have died for this, and so many will have the honor to do so. But what we create is eternal. Others will just cower away from what we rightfully exclaim. They have betrayed what is human inside them for a cheap price of what is artificial, vain, and fake. No, nothing we will ever say will appeal to them. Nothing will ever touch any one of these people, for they are empty and there's nothing to be touched. But please don't taint your fingers anyway. They do not have the spirit of sacrifice, labor, persistence, and honor. They do just possess a spirit of slavery and cowardice. But others have sacrificed themselves to get a glimpse of themselves. All sorts of people are here, and we share our soul with them. This is not a mere coincidence. This is a meeting of giants. When all others push everything as an excuse for their own dreams, have some sort of pacifist nonsense as a dream, or they are duped into trying to materialize Jewish lies that will end this world, which they have already made sick. others are working tirelessly to reverse this. Brothers in arms, maybe as we are now, but you must remember from where we began, always keeping in mind where we are going. Surely the enemy will throw dust into your eyes, so you must always keep an unclouded vision in your mind. We have treaded long, and there is even much more for us to go. When your loyalty is asked, it's not because we depend on it, it's because it bonds us. Now, this is so different than anything else. So many people will ask for your money, your dependency, your fear, your anguish, you to become a slave, anything. How many people have come to you to demand from you to free yourselves and become happy and free, no strings attached? How many did just open the door for someone else, expecting nothing of them than that they become the best they could ever could in their own likeness and pace? So many people have come over and over to put you down, to tell you that you are worthless. But I deny them all. I deny them to all eternity, and you should too. All of our people are great. There is no discussion. You must express yourselves and exalt yourselves. Put on the front what is divine and of Satan. Deny these people. Whatever good you have within you, bring this outwards and make this world better. How many people have had the nerve to come and shake you from your own pit of self-destruction? Well, now you must wake up. If anything, I and so many others, we are working to free souls from this bondage of our enemies. The greatest man is he who works on himself, because this is the responsibility each of us has. But even better is the man that helps his fellow escape from this. This means all of you here. Now we don't force anybody, and keep your words from the deaf ears. Not anybody belongs here. Because we have saw Satan's light and the importance of this purpose, which is so much higher than all of us, we are of course different. We ask for nothing, and whomever does, they do not know what this is about. They do not know of this higher greatness and its ability to consume the soul, the heart, and the mind. Do you want to belong? When Satan shows people the door to liberation, naturally we stand there appalled and happy. What would ever be worse than being left to rot like anybody else? And what could ever be better than this? How much of an honor is it? How many more tears and how many endless laughter will suffice for any soul that can see to understand? You know, at this point in your whole existence, have the chances, the keys, and the knowledge to fathom and unfathomable. You, of all the people, you must in all ways live up to this opportunity to no end. Let your old conscience, that doesn't realize the depth of this, die, for it is unnecessary. There is greatness in front of us. This will open the door for the new age of Satan to emerge, as people will again shine again. What I know, once upon a time, some people have decided, from all races and culture, to sit down and fight a war against their common enemy. Against impossible odds, in an environment totally owned by their enemy, who supposedly had all the power. These people remembered, and all these people understood a common truth. I know in all your hearts does stand a future for your people and your race, away from all that which the enemy has created. We have made our choice, deny the enemy, and we are flying away. The honorable soul at these times in history is faced with fierce opposition, but Satan always wins in the end. And so we will win. Satan wins and liberates. Seize your chance and liberate yourself, because this is your chance. Treat it accordingly. These are dark ages, but something is coming. The souls of Satan can feel this. It has been a long-awaited age for all souls that ask for the light, Finally, truth has had a chance to speak out. And look at our marvelous work here in these few years. How we are united, putting a halt to the enemy advances, giving it all our all. And we must seize this chance with all our hearts. All of you are given the colors to paint this world and take the pain and misery away. We come as a long-expected saviors of mankind, and we fight as such. We do not come in war, but in peace. Yet our enemy has declared the unholiest of wars to us, and we will reply. But we will fight their ignorance and knowledge, their emptiness with light, their impurity with pure deeds and thoughts. As for us, we are unequal and happy about it, diverse and happy about it, one in the world and happy about it. This is because we see in everyone else, and to betray this divinity, it would be the highest sin, if there is a term of such. Long has the enemy lost the battle for us. Our enemy naturally will quake in terror, because they knew something I knew too when I came down here to help all our comrades one by one. When I touched the faint hearts of some and the tainted hearts of others, the strong, brave hearts of others, I knew one thing, and my conviction in all of you is unrelenting and fanatical. I have always believed in all of you. When we were new, when we became stronger, from the bottom of the abyss to the top of the world, I believed in your ability to attain the unattainable, because this is what the new man of Satan will consist of. This is the ability which must be cultivated, must be regrown, and must be brought into fruition. So many people so far away, yet their hearts are so loyally focused onto the same destiny and fighting over a common war. Most people just did cower and move on the back when things were harder, but some people persevered and fought. Now that this is happening, people are healing. This is the hardest harvest, but the most rewarding of all harvests, because you can see what almost nobody will ever see. All of you are being regenerated every day that you take back your own soul. One day you will again be whole and free, unlike so many others who will remain corrupted forever. You are being healed from all the scars that others have inflicted you, seen and unseen enemies. You are coming on top. Hope is being renewed in the hearts of our people, as the stronger help the weaker, so they can become even more powerful and strong. As Satan transfers the divine light, we all become receivers and we exalt ourselves. We have been raised from the dead, and I know how many of you can relate to this statement. People from all sorts of addictions, mistakes, damage, and walks of life, all sorts of stories, but under a common banner of light, a healing light in a world where everything collapses. Now you have the freedom to own yourself, follow your dream, and hope for the future and defiant protection and support. You will never be alone again. We will be together. And after we live, others will replace us. Now that we are taking a role and that we are a formidable force, you will see them coming around us, pleasing and begging. Not everyone has had the gut to see the light, especially when it was weaker and dim. But some people chose to dive into the abyss and they understood the truth early on. These people are our veterans. Part of respecting Satan is respecting the creativity within, falling in love with it, allowing yourself to fall into fanatical love with our vision for a free, safe, and diverse world, where all people will belong to themselves, where no souls will suffer, and where the divine will be able to freely express itself. Despite of the soul that frees itself, there is a soul of some other, even higher level, the soul that returns to save others after it has been certifying its own freedom. To these souls, may you all be blessed forever, which you surely will. especially in a world where everyone seeks open and destroy the souls of these people who have still have something pure within. But these people, you will understand from the reek of their own nasty subhuman existence, they are self-defeating themselves. So, heal yourself. Heal your soul. Heal your dreams. And bring them back into existence. Root them in reality and discern them. Satanic people, exalt yourselves. Get rid of your scars and shine your light upon this fallen humanity. Altogether, we can reverse everything. We are a rising and formidable force. Until eternity and beyond, let others call us utopians, let them call us dreamers or even insane. But for us, the impossible is for our everyday work and labor. The impossible is our job, and we must do our job well. Hail Satan, hail to all our satanic forces.